This is not a test. I feel a fire burning, coming from the inside. Well, you know the test is real. If you want to be half as ill, just make some steel with an iron will and a little bit of mess appeal. Take out the pipe twice, plus this fire I'm guided by. Minus the doubt, you've got the power, now it's time to rise.
What's up, guys? And welcome to Let Me Talk to You. So, just get right into this. These days, it's way too easy to get famous for doing nothing. Look at the Kardashians. See, there are a lot of examples of this currently, right now. There are kids out here that are getting turned into memes, like the kid from Northwestern that was having a fit because Northwestern got eliminated. And it was also because, you know, the referees missed a goaltending call, which could have brought the game down to 3. But, I mean, Northwestern was probably going to lose anyway, but, I mean, you never know, I guess. I mean, if they really wanted to win, maybe they would have played a little bit better. I'm sorry. Not really, though. It's the truth. Then you got the kids from that BBC interview, that television interview. They cut off their dad or whatever. They came into the room when he was getting interviewed, and they got famous off of that, even though the parents don't want them to have that fame. They don't want that fame. So, I mean, not everybody wants it. But then there's, you guys probably know where I'm going with this if you even listen to the show. Catch Me Outside, how about that? One of the dumbest things I've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth. And somehow this girl is out here making money from that. It's ridiculous. Oh, and the worst of them all, worse than Catch Me Outside, how about that? It's even worse. The app Musically, okay? Let me explain to you what Musically is. Basically, it's you lip singing. There are people out here making money off of lip singing someone else's songs. How do you get followers off of something like that? How? Please explain it to me. What is it? They sing your favorite artist song, so you follow them? That's probably what it is. That's probably answer my own question. Musically is the dumbest app out here right now to me. Stupid. Lip singing. People are making money off of doing that. They're getting millions. They're getting, let me tell them my inner rock. They're getting millions and millions of followers off of lip singing. Really? How'd you get 3 million? Like Rice Gum said, how you get 3 million for moving your lips, man? How? That makes no sense whatsoever. No sense at all, man. You get a little bit of buzz, man, and people will call you up, offer you money for anything. For appearances, for anything. That's how this Catch Me Outside, how about that girl's making all this money? Because people are paying her to come. They're paying her to show up and do something. Talk, whatever. That's how she's making all this money. It's ridiculous. Her agent is an idiot. Her, you know, I'm not even going to go that far with it. But the fact that she's out here getting all this money, it's ridiculous to me. Just from saying a simple idiotic phrase. Just saying 6 words. Idiotic. I mean, just, it's way too easy, man. It's way too easy. You could do the dumbest thing on planet Earth. You could dive right into a shark tank. and survive somehow. You'll get millions of views because you are an idiot. You could be one of the worst. You could have one of the worst voices anyone has ever heard when you sing. You know what happens to those people? They get famous because of how terrible they are. Makes no sense to me because I don't see how anybody can get famous off of being so terrible at something. See, I'm going to use a wrestling example here. Santino Marella, one of the worst professional wrestlers, if you can even call him that, one of the worst I've ever seen. Somehow, he held every championship in WWE except for the world title. He disgraced all those belts. He was tag team champion of Vladimir Kozlov, who was good to me until they made him a joke in the end. He was a two-time Intercontinental Champion, which he didn't win the Intercontinental Championship either one of those times without help. And he was a one-time United States Champion. Disgraced all those belts. One of the worst professional wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. Somehow, he held all those prestigious titles. Titles that people like Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Eddie Guerrero held. Chris Benoit, even though WWE would never talk about him again. I know what happened. I understand their reason for it. But I'm just saying, Chris Benoit is a great wrestler. It happened. He held belts that guys like them, legitimate wrestlers, held. Kurt Angle even held the Intercontinental Championship for a little bit. And he's one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. Yet, somebody as terrible as Santino Marella got signed to a WWE contract. He's no longer with the company, thank God. But, I mean, he's just an example. Somehow, he got signed to the biggest wrestling company in the world, and I don't know how. I really don't. Yeah, man. Fame is so easy to get, and it's crazy. You can do the dumbest things in the world. And you can get famous off of it. You can be one of the worst football players in the NFL. Jay Cutler, for example. And somebody out here might sign this dude. Chicago had to deal with his mediocrity and his poisoning of this franchise for 9 years. Somebody out here might sign this dude. To do what for you? To do what he did in Chicago? To take the life out of your franchise? You could be one of the worst basketball players in the world. And people will still sign you. Chris Humphries, for example. He's terrible. But for some reason, teams keep signing him, and I don't understand why. I don't understand it. Anyway, that's the end of this episode of Let Me Talk to You. I'm tired of all these idiots out here getting famous off of being idiots. It's ridiculous. Anyway, you listen, I appreciate it. I hope you guys let me talk to you again. Next time. I'm still working on it.